Once upon a time, in the magical land of Equestria, there came an era when the ideals of friendship gave way to greed, selfishness, paranoia, and a jealous reaping of dwindling space and natural resources. Lands took up arms against their neighbors. The end of the world occurred much as we had predicted. The world was plunged into an abyss of balefire and dark magic. The details are trivial and pointless. The reasons, as always, purely our own. The world was nearly wiped clean of life. A great cleansing. A magical spark struck by pony hooves quickly raged out of control. Mega spells rained from the skies. Entire lands were swallowed in flames and fell beneath the boiling oceans. Pony kind was almost extinguished, their spirits becoming part of the ambient radiation that blanketed the lands. A quiet darkness fell across the world. But it was not, as some had predicted, the end of the world. Instead, the apocalypse was simply the prologue for another bloody chapter in pony history. In the early days, thousands were spared the horrors of the Holocaust by taking refuge in enormous underground shelters known as stables. But when they emerged, they only had the hell of the wastes to greet them. All except those in Stable 2. For on that fateful day, when spellfire rained from the sky, the giant steel door of Stable 2 swung closed and never reopened. Fallout Equestria.
If I'm going to tell you about the adventure of my life, explain how I got to this place with these ponies, and why I did what I'm going to do next, I should probably start explaining a little bit about pitbucks. What is a pitbuck? A pitbuck is a device worn on a foreleg just above the hoof, issued to every pony in a stable when they become old enough to start work. A blending of unicorn pony magic and science, your pitbuck will keep a constant measure of your health and even help administer healing poultices and other medicine, track and organize everything in your saddle packs, assist in repairs, and keep all manner of notes and maps available at a hoof tap. Plus, it allows you to listen to the stable broadcast whenever you would like, as it can tune into and decrypt just about any radio frequency. And that's not all. A pony's pitbuck generates an EFS, an eyes forward sparkle, that will indicate direction and help gauge whether the ponies or creatures around you are hostile. And, perhaps most impressively, a pitbuck can magically aid you in a fight for brief periods of time through the use of the SATS, Stable Tech Arcane Targeting Spell. Oh, and a feature not to be forgotten, it can keep track of the location of tagged objects or ponies, including the wares of other pitbucks. So, if a pony somehow got lost, don't ask me how you could get lost in the stable, but it does happen on occasion, then any pony who knew the lost pony's tag could find them instantly. It can even be made to glow like a lamp. So yes, pitbucks really are a testament to unicorn pony arcane science. And yes, having a pitbuck is a big advantage. So with how wonderful and miraculous all that just sounded, it's hard to impress upon ponies who never lived in a stable just how ordinary, how pedestrian a pitbuck was in the eyes of the ponies living in Stable 2. And why I was disappointed to have one as my cutie mark. Every pony in Stable 2 had a pitbuck. All that stuff I mentioned? Most ponies don't use even half of that. They just use it to tune into the stable broadcast, listen to the sweet, sweet voice of Velvet Remedy in the evenings, or the latest school singing competitions during the day. The stable had two soccer leagues, one which allowed SATS and one which prohibited it. Otherwise, most ponies paid their pitbucks almost no attention at all. The Overmare issues each pony their own pitbuck on the day of their cutie mark party, Usually a day or two after you get the mark on your flanks that tells every pony what makes you special, what you're destined to be good at. Once it shows, the Overmare knows what work to assign you. You know your place in the stable. So no, I was not thrilled that what made me special was something that every pony had, which was a lot like being told I wasn't special at all. Sure, getting a pit buck as my cutie mark could have meant I was destined to become an awesome pit buck repair filly or something, but in reality, it was like getting a cutie mark of a cutie mark. Didn't help that I was the last pony to get her cutie mark. Not surprising, in retrospect. Kinda tough to find what you're supposed to be good at when what you're supposed to be good at is something you don't get until you found what you're supposed to be good at. So I tried everything. I even tried to invent new things. As a unicorn pony myself, my innate magics allow me a level of fine manipulation that earth ponies don't enjoy. Any pony can hold a key in their teeth and open a lock, but using multiple tools in a very delicate operation? That requires precision levitation. So I decided to learn to pick locks with a bobby pin and screwdriver, and I was even getting pretty good at it. Unfortunately, it didn't get me my cutie mark. It just got me into trouble. I even, to my humiliation, went through the CAT, the Cutie Mark Aptitude Test, in the hopes it would guide me to what made me special. But no. My CAT was utterly average, with only marginally higher scores in a couple areas, indicating that I might be suited for work as a pit buck technician or a stable loyalty inspector. Two options, I should note, that were even less impressive when you considered that it was generally expected that unicorn ponies would go into either technical or administrative work. That is, except the unicorn ponies who are natural artists, like Velvet Remedy. As I said before, our inherent magic allows us the sort of fine manipulation that technical work demands. Likewise, the Overmare and her government were always unicorn ponies. It is the Overmare's unicorn magic, after all, that creates the false sunlight used to grow our underground apple orchard. And while our apples might not look like those beautiful red things in the old books, they are what keep us alive. It was only because they let me try my hooves at both positions that I gained access to a pit buck before receiving my own. Otherwise, I might never have gotten my cutie mark. Oh, my name is Little Pip. Go figure. I was given the name because I was the youngest and the smallest, and even my mother had the good sense not to call me Pipsqueak. Not that I don't love her, but when a filly's cutie mark is a glass of hard apple cider... Anyway, funny how names like that turn out sometimes. Pleased to meet you. Here is my story.